First records of the school in Inch appear in 1816. This was situated at the corner of the field behind the community hall. There was 100 pupils in the school.
It was 7 metres long and 4.5 metres wide and had 2 windows.
The next school was built in 1840 and it closed in 1963. It was situated where the community hall is now.
The present school was built in 1963 here in Ballymacubbet. A 4-classroom extension was added on in 1975.
Kilcarnty National School closed in 1975 and the pupils transferred to Inch National School that year.
There are currently 164 pupils in the school. We have 9 teachers, 3 SNAs and our caretaker, Barney O'Brien from Knockadoon. We have a basketball court, 2.5 acres of playing field, and we will be building an AstroTurf football field very soon.
The School Together with Kill and Inch Community Council recently received a 70,000 grant to build an AstroTurf football field and hurling wall.
The AstroTurf football field will measure 40 metres by 20 metres with a hurling wall which will measure 20 metres by 5 metres. All the schools of the parish can use it and it will be rented to the public after school. Floodlights will also be installed.
We love sports in the school. Every year we enter the Cork County Skeenish Gael football, ladies football, hurling and camogie competitions. Currently the boys hurling and girls camogie teams are in training.
We won the ladies football final in Páirc Uíochmhainn in November. We beat Watergrass Hill National School by 3-4 One of our star players is Nadine Seward.
I play football for Inch Rovers and Inch National School. One day I hope to play with Cork like Mary O'Connor, Annie Walsh, Angela Walsh and current captain Anne-Marie Walsh. 2 years ago, TG Carrick came to our school and filmed us training. We often train and play with the boys and we usually beat them.
Nadine was only joking about beating the boys. We always beat the girls. This year we also won the Skeenish Gael boys football final in Páirc Uíochmhainn.
In 2002, we got European funding from the East Cork Area Development to purchase musical instruments for our school. For 2 years, we were funded as a pilot school.
We teamed up with the Cioltis branch in Youghal and they provided Aisling Butler as a tutor. Aisling gives tin whistle lessons to all the pupils from 1st to 6th classes. When pupils are making good progress on the tin whistle, they will be given an opportunity to progress to a button accordion or a concertina.
Classes are held after school for the button accordion and concertina players. We also practice in our classroom with our teachers. We play our school concert for Holy Communion and confirmation ceremonies.
We rent the instruments for €30 per year. We can buy the instrument at a reduced rate if we really like playing the instrument. We love playing for visitors and we would like to play a few tunes for you now. We will start with the Sally Gardens.
Our chess club was formed in 2011. We have chess lessons every Tuesday. It is for 1st class to 6th class.
We have 31 members. Vim Hogstad, Tara Murphy and Micah Cowig are our tutors.
We took part in a big chess competition in Dublin earlier this year.
We left for Leopardstown at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday the 23rd of March. Each of us played 7 games. 11 pupils from our school went.
Liam Hogstad's father set up a chess club in the school. Let's ask Liam about it. What is chess?
The board game. Each player has 16 pieces, 8 pawns, 2 knights, 2 bishops, 2 rooks, one queen and one king. You have to try and kill as many pieces your opponent has and then try and checkmate him. My favourite piece is the queen because she can do every other move that any other piece can do except for the knight.
How did the chess club come about?
Well, my mum and dad were talking about it at dinner for a few nights and then they finally asked the principal how to set it up and if they could.
How often do you play chess?
The club plays every Tuesday and I maybe play a game every now and then.
Have you taken part in any tournaments?
I took part in a Bunratty chess tournament on the 2nd of March. I was one of the unrated players and I came 8th out of 24.
Well done.
Our most famous student is Ava O'Connor, who is 6 and recently featured on a YouTube video for Rare Disease Day on the 28th of February 2013. This is to raise awareness for all the adults and children in the world with rare diseases. Its slogan this year is Rare Disorders Without Borders.
What is your name?
Irvine.
How old are you?
6.
What is your favourite thing to do in school?
Colour.
What's your favourite colour?
Yellow and purple.
Do you like school?
Yeah.
What is your teacher's name?
Skinny.
Tell me the name of some of your friends.
Jack and Liam.
Did you enjoy your video on YouTube?
Yeah.
Are you famous?
Yeah.
Our school entered an equestrian team for the inter-schools competition at Ballyhafter in January. We had 3 clear rounds. The team members were myself, Alana Buds, Daniel Daly and Eric Melrick. Now I'm going to chat to my teammates. Eric, how often do you take part in competitions?
Every Sunday.
What's your horse called?
Ben.
Daniel, where do you take part in competitions?
Ballyhafter, Klein and some other places.
And finally, Eric, how do you take care for your horses?
I leave them out in the field, give them water, and then give them haylage, and then give them more water when he's after drinking all of it, and bring them in, brush them, and leave them back out again.
International School is very proud of its Green School achievements. We have one green flag. Some of the committee will tell us about it.
The green flag is an award for schools who look after the environment. Last year we were awarded the green flag for recycling. This was our first flag. We worked very hard for this.
We reduced waste. We recycled old clothes, batteries, mobile phones and books. We made a school garden. We have 2 compost bins in our school. We have a green school slogan.
An inch or a mile, be green with a smile.
What is your next step?
We are now trying to get our second green flag, which is for energy. We still must continue recycling to keep our first flag. We are turning off lights, closing doors and putting our computers on standby. All the families in school have made an energy pledge.
Do you like being part of the committee?
Yeah, it's fun, helping our school and the environment get a green flag.
Children in the school have special jobs to do. Evan and Rory, what are your jobs to do?
Each morning we open the meter box with our Allen key. We read the meter box and we record how much electricity was used that day.
I love doing this job. I can't wait until we have our second flag. I will be in 4th class when we get it.
We studied a poem in our class called Warning. It is about a lady who wishes she had been more carefree in her youth. My nan read this poem, then she wrote her own poem. We now study my granny's poem in school, When, by Nanny Williams, age 71. When I'm old, and that's not yet, my family will turn me into their pet. They will do everything for me and get in my way, and they will do their best to ruin my day.
No longer shall I be allowed to do things alone, dance in the street or go for a roam, sit by ponds and dangle my feet, or stand and gossip with all I meet. They will feed me soft food so I won't have to chew, when I'd rather be tackling that plate of stew. I'll be put to bed and dressed instead in greys and blues, not my favourite red. So until that time, I'll say this line, live with you, of course you bet, but when I'm old, and that's not yet.
What do you like about in school?
My favourite thing is about school is PE.
Writing and colouring, that's it.
Doing homework and going to school every morning.
PE and art.
John has recently written an article in our local newspaper, DS Cork Journal, about the AstroTurf pitch. Let's ask him about it. John, tell me about writing for the East Cork Journal. How did this come about?
Well, we were driving home from a club and we were talking about what we wanted to be when we were older, and one thing led to another, and I said I wanted to be a reporter, and Shane O'Driscoll's mother said you should bring your article into the East Cork Journal because they'd publish it.
How long were you writing the article?
About 2 weeks.
How did you prepare?
I was asking the teachers how big it was going to be and for some more information, looking up the dictionary for long words to make it sound professional.
Who helped you to write it?
My mother, Mr. O'Mahony, Miss O'Dea.
When was it published?
The 14th of March.
Miss O'Donovan and Miss O'Dea are both former students of Inch National School. They are now both teaching here. Miss O'Dea, how long have you been teaching here?
I've been teaching here for just over 28 years.
What changes have you seen in the school since you've been here?
Well, since I've been here as a teacher, I've seen huge change, I suppose. We've grown from about 100 children to 164 children this year. And the school has grown in size from 4 class teachers when I started teaching. Now we've got 6 class teachers and 2 full-time resource remedial teachers and 1 part-time.
What's it like being back to school as a teacher rather than a student?
I suppose it's so long ago since I've been here as a student, I've nearly forgotten what that was like. It was very unusual in the beginning. I know when I came here first as a teacher, I found it very odd, and particularly because the principal at the time, Dennis Collins, had been my teacher when I came here as a student, and it was very unusual to come back and work with him then. It was very, very different, I suppose, to see it from the other side, from a teacher's point of view rather than from the student's point of view.
Mr. Donovan, how long have you been teaching here?
I've been teaching here now with 8 years.
What changes have you seen in the school since you were here?
I returned to the school after 12 years, so it wasn't that short a length of time, but there was huge changes even in that short time, from the size of the school in terms of the children and all the new resources that there was, from computer rooms to even a staff room that weren't there when I was a student here. And definitely the opportunities for the children, the sports and Shkinishgal and hurling and football, going swimming. There's so many opportunities now that weren't there when I was going to school myself. Mrs. O'Dea was my teacher in first class for my Holy Communion, and then to come back and to teach alongside her, there was big changes, definitely.
What's it like being back as a teacher rather than a student?
Very enjoyable. I couldn't imagine teaching anywhere else or enjoying teaching anywhere else as much. I suppose it's like seeing it from the other side, as Mary mentioned, working alongside someone who was teaching you and seeing it from a different perspective. And then being part of the community as well, it's very different to come back as the teacher.
Every year we have a school concert. Our class teacher and our drama teacher prepare us for the concert. Mr. Fitzgerald plays the music.
Owen, when does the concert take place?
The concert takes place every Christmas at Inch Community Hall. It runs for 2 nights.
Jack, what was the title of our most recent play?
Our play was called Irish Heroes, and it told the story of some famous Irish people like St. Patrick and Brian Grew.
Patrick, what did you learn about St. Patrick?
He got rid of the snakes from Ireland. He was a very holy man, and he had long curly hair like myself.
Shane, what did you learn about Brian Grew?
He was a big, brave man like myself.
Patrick, how did you prepare for a concert?
We practiced in our classrooms, and then we walked down to the community hall and practiced there when it was getting near to showtime.